This episode of Habitat's Legal Talk podcast is brought to you by the law firm of Racton Taffé.
Eyes up, time to take a side, so make your mind up. Rise up, rise up, rise up.
There's a group of shareholders out in Queens, and they're fed up with their board. In fact, they're trying to organize a coup. But because they're basically law-abiding citizens, they're not taking to the hallways. They're calling their co-op's attorney. They want to find out what they should do to get their group elected at the upcoming annual meeting. And the advice they got? Well, let's just say it wasn't what they expected.
Eyes up, time to take your side.
I would advise them to get their own counsel because it would be a conflict of interest.
This is Teresa Racht, a partner in the law firm of Racht & Taffé.
I'm there to protect the board or to work with the board and its concerns, and they may be diametrically opposed to those of the shareholder.
And there's the rub. Because while your Billings attorney is probably most qualified to help you figure out how to solve your problem, they can't. And they won't.
Don't forget, boards pay for lawyers typically on an hourly basis. And very often, boards and managing agents discourage people from calling counsel.
And this is Dale Degenshine, special counsel at Struck & Struck & Levin.
And they discourage counsel, frankly, from engaging directly with shareholders unless there is a specific issue that has already gone through the Billings process.
It's a pretty sure bet that a shareholder coup would not be one of those issues that passes muster with the sitting board.
My answer is you have to hire your own attorney.
And typically they do. Typically there is a faction which, if the faction is opposed, if the faction wants to call a special meeting, they very often consult their own counsel to figure out how to go through the process to do that.
You heard that right. You'll have to find your own lawyer to get advice. And you should, because if you're unhappy with the board or management or whatever, you're probably going to be unhappy with your building's attorney, too. After all, he or she represents the people you want to get rid of.
Directly.
Absolutely agreed. There's no question that that's correct.
Exactly.
So is there any time when a co-op or condo attorney will take a shareholder call?
Actually, yes, there is. If the co-op counsel is the transfer agent for the building, or if you're a shareholder who's doing a transfer into a trust or an estate transfer, and that is typically reviewed by the attorney for the co-op before it's done, you will have direct access to the co-op's attorney. But the charges for that are not paid by the co-op. They are paid by you, the shareholder.
Okay? But it's also not a conflict situation.
It's not a conflict situation because what you're doing as the transfer agent or as the attorney reviewing documents for the transfer agent is you're outlining the requirements of the corporation, a.k.a. the board, for allowing that transfer and making sure it's in compliance.
It's often a conflict of interest. If you are calling the building's attorney to complain that the board hasn't listened to you, the managing agent hasn't listened to you, the super hasn't listened to you, and you have these terrible conditions and you're seeking their help, certainly the board attorney may have a conversation with you, but again, they represent the building. You need to be aware that the first thing that attorney is going to do when they hang up the phone is call the board, call the managing agent, and say, listen, these are the allegations that are being made.
Exactly. We're not independent agents. We are hired to address the legal issues brought to us by the board, who pays our fees. So if the board authorizes us to handle it, then we handle it.
Exactly. What you have to say to people in that situation is, listen, understand that I represent the building through the board and that I take my direction from them. I speak to them. I have privileged communications with them.
I actually don't think most shareholders understand that.
Oh, I don't think they do.
I frequently get questions after annual meetings or during conferences or whatever where a shareholder will come up to me and actually point blank ask me, who is it that I represent?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work? They really don't understand.
I think that's right. And they will very often say to me, don't you represent me?
Rise up, time to take.
And the answer is no. Your building's attorney represents the housing corporation you bought into. You're part of that for sure, but you elected a board to govern your co-op or condo, and that's who pays the attorney's bill. So if you're an owner who isn't happy with something, you can organize other residents, you can protest, but when it comes time to get legal counsel, pick up the phone and find your own.
Rise up, rise up.
Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Ott, publisher and editor-in-chief of Habitat Magazine.
Rise up, time to take a side, so make your mind up.